There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, give me a holler, 855-993-7569. Just before we sort of get in our time travel machine and figure out where you want to go, this was the what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it statement of the day. a guy in apparently in Tampa, Florida, had a T-shirt saying, I have drugs, T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's, well, the T-shirt says, who needs drugs, question mark. No, seriously, I have drugs. He was in a Kmart. An officer walked in the store, and he watched as the guy tried to hand off, then hide, a small bag with green leafy substance inside. So not only is he advertised, but he then advertises. They found marijuana and methamphetamines.
Wow.
I mean, what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it?
Right.
Right? I mean,
oh,
so he's done.
Yeah.
I mean, that this is a guy who is looking for free room and board, I think, right? I mean, it really makes no sense whatsoever to do. But, I mean, you know, there are shirts around, there are guys around here who say, need money for drugs or need money for alcohol. But I don't know if they're being hilarious or what. Yeah. This guy may not think it's quite as funny as he thought he was, but I mean, if he kept his hands in his pocket, he probably would have been able to walk away. I mean, there are all sorts of stupid T-shirts, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this one, you like this one a lot.
Yeah, well, and the picture kind of
it says it
like
all.
It looks like he's a guy that uses his own product.
It looks like, you know, the old things. This is your brain on drugs. This is his entire body on drugs for a very long time.
Yeah, his egg is definitely fried.
Yeah, maybe scrambled. You know, we may have an omelet going on here.
Yeah,
you know, this is. There we go. And in a related story, an alien Earth with red sun was discovered 470 light years away by the same man. No, I made that part up. It was true, except for, Manny, you made me need to close the door to the studio today. It seems like you're the place that people are dropping in and chatting. I can hear their little discussions in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, fellas, there's a live radio program going on, and your voices are bleeding through, so go away. Love you. Talk to you later. Bye. Okay, there, we got that taken care of. All right, so we're talking about, because we were talking earlier this week about technological advances. We have the electronic show going on in Las Vegas, and we've got all these new auto smart cars, and we've got the Apple Watch coming out in March, and so I thought, okay, what, you know, if you had a technological fantasy event, what would it be? What would you do? And an awful lot of people, we had a huge number of people responded, and a fairly good percentage of them, I would say maybe somewhere near maybe even a third, quarter to a third, said time travel. So the question is, if you had time travel, would you go forward or would you go backward? And what questions did you want to ask? What things did you want to find out? So you had said that you wanted to go back to the year you were born, right?
Yep, 1984.
And the questions would be what?
I would just be pretty curious. I mean, you know, I've seen just from movies and old television shows, like the clothing and everything and the music and all that stuff. But I would just be curious to kind of be in that particular environment and really just kind of see it firsthand for myself, as opposed to watching an old, you know, television show from, you know, during that time, or kind of seeing on TV or hearing certain songs on the radio, you know, from that specific time.
I mean,
curious to kind of see it firsthand for myself.
Did you want to see, like, who your parents were, like, you know, How I Met Your Mom or time travel or something like that?
And me, it's funny, too, because me and my dad are like twins almost. I mean, my dad is, if somebody sees me now at age 30, that's exactly what my dad looked like at age 30. So it was weird, because my mom one time showed me old wedding pictures of her and my dad. They're no longer together, but she showed me old pictures of their wedding pictures, and it creeped me out because it looked like I was marrying my mother.
That is a little creepy.
Yeah, was really creepy because me and my dad are like virtually identical. So it was kind of a funny deal.
So maybe you're really a clone and didn't know it. Huh?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't look particularly like either of my parents, but a couple of years ago, for my father's, I think for either their wedding anniversary or his birthday, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I got pictures of him as an infant, and he looks exactly like my daughter. I mean, the two of them literally could have been twins,
mm-hmm.
which when they were babies, when they were, a couple months old, which as an adult, they really didn't look like each other at all. But as babies, of course, I think there's a certain babies tend to look like babies. But still, it was an interesting phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would see. Where would I go back to? I would go back, I think, much, much farther. I would be interested in the future. I'd be interested in maybe 50 years from now, mm-hmm. which would be, 2065. So that might be kind of interesting, just to see what was going on. Maybe even 25 years. I mean, I think there are going to be as many changes in the next 50 years. I think there are going to be more changes in the next 50 years than there have been in the last 50. And if you think about it, the last 50 years have been extraordinary in terms of technology.
Yeah.
A lot of things, that we worry about don't seem to have changed a whole lot. But technologically things have. So I'd be interested in that. But I'd also love to go back. I think probably if I had to pick one era, and I've done, I've done a lot of archaeology, and I've done archaeology that's like, 10,000 years old, and once it's like 70,000 years old. And so that part I've sort of already satisfied is probably as much. It was not probably a great time to be alive. It was kind of messy and dirty and no running water. But the Greeks have always sort of fascinated me. And this, again, I want to come back as a noble person, probably a noble man, because I think historically that men have had certainly more access in society than women. But if I had to pick one, I also like Russian history, So I'd probably, if I had a choice, if it's by time machine, I can do both forward and back. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, so let's see what Facebookers said.
We'll start with Rochelle. Of course, we asked the question on Facebook, if you could time travel to any time, past or future, where would it be and why? Rochelle says the 1950s. She says because it was a time of innocence and great music.
Okay, the Eisenhower era, following World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of GIs returning, GI Bill, a lot of housing built, especially in California and both coasts. Yeah, interesting. I mean, a lot of people felt that was kind of that was kind of a boring time. That the whole point about the 60s was just reacting against the 50s. Mm-hmm. That it was, people being very complacent and very kind of vanilla. Okay, 50s. There we go.
Yeah. Sally says she wants to go back to the time when she was growing up in her house. She says, my hometown in my house growing up with my whole family. My mom was healthy and my dad and brother were alive. I just want to go for an occasional weekend just to hang out and regroup.
Reconnect, yeah. Our town, yeah.
Yeah. Christine says 1996 when my kids were little, so I can have a redo as a mom.
Well, you need to tell us. Well, you may get your chance as a grandmother. Apparently, that's where everybody does their redo and drives their kids crazy. Well, how come you could be so nice to them? You were so rotten to me. Yeah. Apparently, it's one of the themes.
Yeah. Mike says the 60s for all the good rock and roll.
Yay! Well, it's hard to argue with the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alyssa said the 1940s because I love the music of that period.
Wow. Big band sounds and Sinatra. And mm-hmm. Was Rudy Valley? I think Rudy Valley was earlier than that. I think okay. He was in the late 20s or 30s.
Yeah. Sherry says the 1400s in the old boats in the ocean.
1400s. Well, so that would be 1492 is already Columbus, so that's, presumably a little earlier than that.
Yeah.
Well, no, Mayflower was what, 1600. So
oh,
that was,
yeah, that's
you know,
right.
My,
that was the Pilgrims.
My, my little historian. yeah, no, 1400s was, yeah, I don't know, the Pina, the Nina, you know that one, the Pina, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and the fourth one fell off the edge. You're okay. A little more adventurous than I am. I, you know, just soon have running water and citrus fruit. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Across
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Amy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I have a question regarding my boyfriend and I. We met late summer. We're both in our mid-30s. We both have dogs, and aside from that issue, everything else is going really well. Basically, what the issue is, we'd like to move forward in our relationship and me possibly moving into his house.
Okay.
However, our views on pets and how they should be a part of the family are completely different. Black and white. He has a dog that lives outside mainly and in an outdoor building, and mine is in the house.
Are they different breeds of dog? Is one bigger than the other or not?
Yes, they get along really well, so that's not the issue. The issue is that my dog is not allowed in the house. He tried it. It made him feel uncomfortable. The pet hair.
He won't allow your dog in his house.
Right.
Okay.
So my question is, I'm not sure if I've given you enough background yet, but my question is, I don't really know what to do about it.
What if he moved into your house so that
nothing.
It wouldn't work at all?
No, it wouldn't work. I rent.
Okay. What, so the issue is dog hair? Is that the major problem?
I think it's more than that.
I do too.
I grew up in a house where dogs are not supposed to be inside, and I grew up like that as well. So I understand that point of view. But he just says it makes him feel uncomfortable, and it's disrespectful to his house that I bring a dog inside.
I don't think the house cares.
Well,
it's exactly. He's saying, it's my house, my rules, which is an issue, and we need
right.
to look at that as well. But let's deal with the obvious one first. What about the possibility of training your dog, for example, when you go over to his house, taking your dog over there and leaving your dog outside?
Well, that's been brought up, that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Wait. Look, okay. The two of you, if the two of you want to move forward in this relationship, then there has to be a compromise, or there's not going to be a forward movement in the relationship. So
right.
It sounds to me that it's worth a try, because the issue is really not the house or the dog. The issue is the two of you. So
right.
If your dog is perfectly happy outside, if you can convert your dog into an outside dog because he's got somebody to play with, he's got his toys, you give him all sorts of doggy treats, then you've got a possibility of the two of you living together, because you can keep your dog outside. Your dog will be perfectly happy. As you see that your dog is perfectly happy, then you can say to him, okay, I compromise on the dog issue. You have to put the toilet seat down, or whatever it is that you want as well, because you've got
right.
a basis going forward of saying, all right, I taught my dog to do this. And if your dog's perfectly happy, you're presumably going to be relatively happy about it, because you really don't want to get into a situation where you're locking horns, because then everybody loses. So it would seem to
me right now.
No, I got it. So it would seem to me that the crucial issue at this moment is whether or not your dog can be, and I wouldn't try it at your house, because your dog is used to being inside at your house, although it may be worth it to try a little bit more so your dog gets used to being an outside dog. But at his house, if your dog is perfectly content playing with the other dog, being outside, that you give the dog all sorts of reinforcements, how old is your dog?
4.
Borderline, maybe, who knows. But then, because if your dog is perfectly happy outside, then presumably you'd be perfectly happy having your dog outside, and you can find other things to compromise about going forward in your relationship. If your dog is not, then both of you have to decide how important the dog is. And it may be that you get a little shed or something there are some ways to do it, but it would seem to me that the obvious, easy, expedient thing to try is whether or not your dog can be happy outside of his house.
Okay.
And it may take a little time to train the dog to do that, because the dog's used to being inside. And the idea that he gets along, that your dog gets along with your boyfriend's dog, may help this a bit, because your dog is not going to want to be neglected. Your dog is going to want to have time. But if your dog is almost as happy with playing with his dog and gets a huge amount of reinforcement from you, then the idea that he can't be with you sitting on your lap, sitting on your bed, sitting by your feet all the time may work. If it doesn't, then we have to go to stage two. Now, and the other issue is whether or not the two of you need to find a place together. For example, if moving into his house, he's going to feel more territorial in the same way. That's what I'm saying.
It's definitely not an option for him to move.
Yeah, and so and certainly one of the possibilities you could do there. It's not unheard of for couples to live apart. It sounds at this particular juncture that that's really not of interest to either of you. That you'd really like to be together. So so the obvious thing to do is to try the dog. The second thing to do is to find if there's some way, for example, between your house, your dog being in his house all the time, which is obviously not acceptable to him, and the dog being outside, maybe there's a middle ground where there is kind of a cool shed or something you put up with that you go and play with the dog outside in the shed, and the dog gets to sleep in that. So there may be, if does he have a yard?
Yes, he does.
It would be big enough to accommodate, for example, like a, you know, one of those prefab, like little sheds that you can get at Home Depot.
Absolutely.
Or something. Well,
yep.
So that may be a reasonable middle ground of here's a dog who's inside, that you can go and play with the dog in that particular place. So it's a halfway between being in the house and being outside. And that may be viable for your dog as well. It really comes down to whether or not your dog is going to be happy with the change, because if your dog is, then presumably you can be happy about it and find other things for the two of you to compromise about, that if you do it this way on the dog issue, which is not a minor issue, that he then begins to, no, I understand. But then he sort of owes you for some other issues that are equally important, because basically the dog is just symptomatic of the issue. Human beings have to learn whether or not the compromises that are crucial to the relationship are acceptable. And in the early days of a relationship, everybody is willing to negotiate everything because it's brand new and it's very exciting. And then when it begins to look like it has some legs to it, so we're not talking about a date or a weekend or a day, we're talking about presumably the rest of our lives, that's when things get a little stickier. So, and the two of you, I mean, it's interesting that you're really right at that juncture. It takes, you hear me all the time say, it takes about 6 to 9 to 12 months to find out whether or not this relationship really is viable. Because, you know, it's not terribly hard to, it's certainly not very hard to sustain a relationship in the first couple of months, because past the second or third date, if you're not interested, you're gonna drop off. And if you are interested,
and I know there's some future there. We've been talking about it,
yeah.
And I think it would work. I just worry that maybe this is a control thing.
Well, but don't. That's what I'm telling you. Don't do that, because then you've got a double whammy. It's not only the dog, but it's control. And if you do that, then you've got no place to go. If your dog is willing to do it, and he sees that you're willing to compromise on things, with the understanding being, okay, the next compromise, you know, is we need to understand that both of us have to compromise, not just me. And it may be that he provides the shed or something. Let me put you on hold, and we can talk a little bit more about this if you need to, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. Amy, I'll be to you in just 1 second. You know, Manny and I were just talking, and one of the things that that we really need to emphasize for that, regardless of when you hear the program, because I know a huge number of my stations play me more than once. They delayed the broadcast. So you may think, well, gee, you know, here's the time that I can listen to the program. But you can always call the program, regardless of when you hear the program, right? The time to call is always between noon and 3, Monday through Friday, Eastern time. So just write yourself a note. That, because basically most people are awake, between noon and 3, right, even if you're listening in the middle of the night, that you can call that time. And the advantage about calling at a time when you're not listening is that means that you can either hear yourself later in the day, because obviously if the broadcast is delayed, it's going to be delayed after I do it. So by definition, if you're hearing it later in the day, you can hear yourself when you called earlier. Or you can get somebody to the radio, or you can keep somebody away from the radio. So there are some advantages to calling at the time when you're not hearing the program. And the phone number is the same, 855-99-3756. Because I think people are much more used to calling when they hear the program, and that's fine. But you can also call when you don't hear the program, all right? So, 855-99-DR-JOY. We were talking with Amy, and Amy, it did sound like there were a couple of other questions that you had. She and her guy have been dating since the end of the summer, and they're now sort of thinking about moving to the next stage, and they both have dogs. And he's the dog should be outdoor kind of guy. And Amy, well, she grew up with dogs outdoors, has an indoor dog. And I said, well, you know, one of the possibilities is, for example, go over Saturday, let's say, Saturday nice and early in the morning, and spend the time. And the first time you do it, it may be sensible to leave your dog outside with his dog when the two of you are not there, so your dog doesn't feel ambivalent about, well, gee, I'd rather be with Amy than this other dog creature. So that you leave the dog there, lots of treats, lots of reinforcement, and then maybe Sunday keep the dog outside where you are there and just see how it works. And if your dog adjusts, then that's problem number one taken care of, and then you get to move on to problem number two, which is how do we negotiate a relationship. You mentioned that you're worried that there's a control issue here. Have there been other manifestations where you feel that that control is a big deal with him?
There's been a few, but this is the major one that I'm worried it's going to be his house, his rules.
Well, and that's,
it's never going to feel like my own house if I can't be comfortable.
All right, so here's how you can deal with that, right? Because it's a different issue. And let's assume for purposes of this discussion, at least temporarily, that you can work out the dog situation, that old dogs, or at least four-year-old dogs, can learn new tricks. There's a huge reason for the dog to do this. He's got somebody to play with, and he's going to get huge reinforcement, and it's going to be a different setting. I think it would be difficult to do in your house because he's very used to that, being able to come inside. And it sounds like you may or may not have a yard. But it's worth a try, and you're going to know fairly quickly. You're not going to know necessarily instantly, although that would be nice, but it's more likely that you're going to know in like a month that this is viable or not viable. So then let's move on to that second issue of, you know, my house, my rules. And I think one of the things you can negotiate at this moment is, look, darling, I'm willing to see if I can retrain the dog to do this because I understand how important it is to you. And we can either see if the dog can just adjust to being outside. We can go and put a shed on the property and outfit it so the dog feels that, you know, my dog feels he has his own space and I can go play with him there and that'll be fine. And that may be a perfectly viable alternative. I wouldn't start there. I'd start with just seeing if your dog can adjust to being outside. But the shed idea, because that's going to require some outlay of funds, not a huge amount, but something. And he may, you know, and saying, look, I'm willing to do it if you're willing to foot the bill for this, which he may be willing to. So you're setting up early on, even with this very important issue, the idea of compromise. Let's assume, again, for purposes of this discussion, that we worked out the dog issue. Then I think what you can say to him, even before, not even then, of saying, look, I'm willing to work out the dog issue. Even though this is a big deal, we're talking about a live organism, we're talking about a love object, we're talking about somebody who is so important to both of us that both of us are actually looking about maybe not going forward in this relationship because we feel so strongly about our pets.
Exactly.
So I got it. So then you can say, I'm willing to do this if after, you know, it's resolved and we get the pet issue taken care of, that we understand that if the next step, you know, the step after getting the dogs squared away is we live together, assuming that that works well in the next 6 months to a year, that we're now talking about a more committed relationship, at which point we need to talk about our house, not your house. So I'm willing to do this now with the understanding being that the next major step is that we look for a place together. And we can already accept that the dogs are outside dogs because by then they will have been trained or we won't be together. So you can negotiate that as part of the deal up front. So it's not, okay, I gave in on this one. What's the next one I'm going to have to give in on? You can set that as part of the deal. If I hear this is really important to both of us, I'm willing to make this huge, you know, this huge concession and this huge attempt because I care so much about the relationship, and I know you do too. The next one, though, is that we need to have a place that's both of ours. And we can
yeah,
have a place
that's not even an option, unfortunately. He just moved into his dream place.
So what? So what? If it's a matter of the relationship or not, don't be willing to sell out quite so quickly if it's that important to you.
Mm-hmm. I know that 100% that would not be an option for him.
Why? It's just a house.
Well, to him, it's more than that. It's a dream that he's been working for a long time.
So what makes this house so much different than any other house?
It's a farm that he wanted and worked really hard and finally got it, and he wants to raise a family there, and
well, but that's the all right. So that's the farm. So what would make this place acceptable for you? I mean, maybe that you keep the farm and you even keep the farmhouse, but that you redecorate or that you put in a
right.
new bathroom or that you expand the master bedroom or that you put on an addition. Figure. Listen,
and I know he'd be open to that. Yeah.
Okay, well, then that's fine. I mean, the point is, figure out, you know, as I've been saying, this kind of is the inadvertent theme of the program today, even though we actually don't really do themes, except they sometimes emerge in spite of our best efforts, that look, this is something that has to meet both of our needs, and we need to be specific about what you want. He's very specific. He's saying, I don't want dog hair. Now, it's interesting in a farm situation, except clearly he views animals as a different kind of experience than you do. He's a farmer, so animals are working animals. They have to sort of basically earn their own, and the house is for people, and the animals are outside. So, because once you let the dog in, do you let the pig in? Do you let the chickens in? Do you let the cows in? Do you let the horses in? Obviously, I'm exaggerating, but from his point of view, that's very likely the worldview.
Right.
Yours are, it's a pet. So the question is farm life going to appeal to you? And that's something that you have to find out. But if the issue is his house, you need to say, is there some way that I can make it my house? So, or no, more importantly, our house. And negotiate that up front. So you don't feel that, okay, I make all the compromises, because a relationship will not work. It will not hold up. So it makes no sense for you to go in with a chip on your shoulder saying, okay, I took care of the dogs. You're a control freak. You know, it has to be your house, your way, your furniture, your pets, your rules. Because it's not a viable relationship. And especially if you do it and then are angry about it, he's not going to get it. He's going to say, you know, what's the deal here? You said you'd do it.
Right.
So begin thinking, first of all, about the dog. Second of all, and it does sound, if he's got a farm, that putting a shed up someplace or having a special place for your dog that feels halfway between the house and outside may be very viable. Then figure out how to make the house something that is your house as well.
All right, so I'm willing to give it a try.
it's not
what I wanted in my life. Just pets to me are like family, and I always wanted a dog in my house as part of that, but just seemed to meet some black and white views here.
Well, but the point is, how important is it to you to have this guy in your life?
Yeah,
and that's really where you are at this moment. And if the dog is an issue that is really masking other issues, which is he's cute and he's sexy, but I don't really want to be a farm wife, then deal with that. If the issue is he's cute and he's sexy, I think we could really be very happy together. We just have different views of how dogs behave and how we do them.
Yeah.
Well, then if that's the only thing, then see if the dog can't compromise. As long as your dog's happy, presumably you're happy, then figure out how to redesign the place to make it something that works for you as well. And then you're home free. Relationships take compromise. They take work. We are different people. We are, in your particular case, different sexes, different backgrounds, different view of animals, different views of everything. So that's not necessarily bad, but it means that there needs to be some level of compromise and some level of specificity that says, this is what's important to me. 855-993-7569. Amy, you and I are both on the Dr. Joy Brown program.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Before we go back to our Back to the Future questions, which we have a bunch of, somebody had a comment about yesterday's program. I thought this would be an interesting place to put it. Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Because we had been talking about, we had asked the question
longevity.
Of how long people wanted to live for and why, right. And that sort of thing. Well, Alan writes on our Facebook page, how long does Dr. Joy think that human beings should be living for if the man or woman is in good health? Is there a danger to extending life beyond 90?
Danger is an interesting question. It was interesting. I was talking with my daughter about this yesterday, and she basically deals with endocrinology, which partially is aging, partially not. And she and I both had the same take on it, which is the notion of eternal life is not, in terms of a scientific statement, is not very viable. Just because, and we were talking yesterday that they have a whale, I think, that they've discovered, that, and they're doing a lot of longevity studies on it, because the whale apparently lives for 200 years. And is not very prone to cancer. And the assumption is that the longer you live, the more likely cancer is to be an issue. Because basically, obviously, people die of something. Living things die of something. And if you wipe out one, for example, infection was the major cause of death for most of human history. Whether you're talking about influenza or staph or strep or whatever. In fact, as recently as the 40s and 50s, pneumonia used to be referred to as the old man's friend because it was a relatively painless way of dying. And then the major, after World War II, then antibiotics became so profound and so widespread that people didn't die of things that they had normally died of. So the issue with the whales is they live a long time, and they have a couple of interesting genetic anomalies, because whales, as you know, are mammals. But they actually have there's several things, in addition to being an endocrinologist, she's also a marine biologist, and that whales, basically, even though they're warm-blooded, by definition they're mammals, that they're not very warm-blooded, that their core is basically warm-blooded, but their external is a poikilotherm, basically equilibrates with the external forces. So, number one, they have a very slow metabolism, as opposed to most mammals, which obviously have a higher metabolism. And different pH and all sorts of interesting things of that sort. But the point being that, and my point is, you know, no matter if you can wipe out disease, you still have the basics, which is your heart is a pump. It's a muscle. And muscles wear out. Now, there are things that you can do to prolong the life of muscles to a certain extent, but not indefinitely. I mean, in the same way that you can build, and you can say, well, okay, well, we can put artificial hearts in, but presumably we're not going to have a whole species that has artificial hearts. First of all, and artificial hearts wear out. I mean, that if you want to view your body as a machine, and you want to view, for example, your car, and you can say, well, the motor in my refrigerator used to, you know, my parents' refrigerator lasted a lot longer than the ones that I think, you know, that refrigerator motors or refrigerators lasted for, what, 20, 30 years? And now, I mean, a 10-year-old refrigerator is presumably a relatively old refrigerator. And I don't know about you, but I've actually had refrigerators that conked out on me, which is kind of surprising because you buy a refrigerator and think it's going to last forever. Mm-hmm. Well, nothing lasts forever.
Nothing.
And the point is, if the mechanics break down. So I don't know. For me, as I said yesterday, for reasons that are completely emotional, not the least bit intellectual, you know, I think shooting for 100, and there are a lot of people who are now living to 100 and beyond. So for me, the cutoff is probably not 90. For some reason, and I'm not sure exactly what it is, it's probably somewhere around 120 and 125. I just think realistically expecting, and you know, most of us are not going to die of cancer. We're going to die of heart disease, which means the pump. And even if you don't smoke, which hopefully you don't, that you minimize alcohol intake, that you keep, that you're not hypertensive, that you exercise, that you use some restraint in the food that you eat, you're still, I mean, it's still a pump. And again, if we use the metaphor of your car, or I suppose even your refrigerator, with your refrigerator, you're asking that refrigerator to do a lot of things that your parents' refrigerator didn't do. If you're talking about your car, you're talking about asking your car to do things that your parents' car didn't do. And if you're asking people to live to 100, you're asking your body to do things that, to a certain extent, your parents didn't ask their bodies to do. So, you know, I don't know what danger would mean at this particular point. I just think, realistically, when you're talking about the organisms, and I suppose you could raise the obvious question of, well, if you can raise better corn, that's mold resistant, can we raise better hearts that will last longer than 100 years? And it's an interesting question. I think the idea of everlasting is just not viable when you're talking about living tissue. It's just not. Viruses, yes, which of course are living, but not tissue in the usual sense. I don't know that I think it's danger as much as, although there, you know, there may be, and again, my daughter's one of those people who is more aware of the danger, for example, with frozen eggs and things of that sort of, we don't know what the long-term consequences are. So, I'm not sure that the cutoff is going to be quite as radical as 90. For me, again, and it's more an emotional than a scientific sense, that the 100 is kind of, but I think realistically you're talking about somewhere between 100 and probably 125. Beyond that, the question is, can you maintain tissue well enough? Can you maintain the lining of the blood vessels? Can you maintain the electroconductivity of the heart? Can you maintain the elasticity of the lungs? And I don't know about the rest of you, but what about your spine, right? That to a certain extent, if you look at what most aches and pains are as people age, it's not necessarily the lungs and the heart. It's things like ankles, and I know we can replace them. Can't replace a spine at this moment, and the disc space and things of that sort. So it'll be, you know, it's an interesting phenomenon. But until we turn into robots, which I think we're probably not going to, I think there's some major aversion to that. I saw again the previews for Automato, the Antonio Banderas movie, which is not very good. But the notion, and RUR, which is written I think in 1949 or something, about the idea of human beings and robots and interacting, that I don't think we're going to turn people into machines. That we'll have machines at service, which we already do. We'll have life-like machines that can play chess with us, not kickboxing so much, but chess. But are those the same as human beings? And I think they are not. And even then, you can't make machines that'll last forever ever either. So there you go. 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.